HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
Welcome to Kindred Spirits on HealthyLife.net. I am Lynn Andrews, and my show will be live every fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I am so thrilled and excited to have this show and to be able to share with you not only my thoughts and experiences, as well as those of my fabulous guests who are working in the world of consciousness on one level or another. And they are extraordinary people, and this show, as well as many others, gives them a chance to have a voice in the world and for us to talk as if we were having a conversation over dinner. So for those of you who do not know me, I am Lynn Andrews. I wrote the Medicine Woman series along with several other books on different subjects, and my books are with mainly Penguin Parcher. And I have several schools. I do work all over the world lecturing for people, and I work very privately with people as well. And you can find out all about me on LynnAndrews.com, as always. And without further ado, I would love to introduce my guest for today, Steve Allen. Steve, the president and founder of Steve Allen Media. He is a PR genius with a conscience. He is bi-coastal and a public relations agency specializing in traditional and digital media placement, both nationally and internationally, for over 22 years. My, you must have started, Steve, when you were about three. Anyway, socially, environmentally, and spiritually conscious firm, Steve Allen Media, provides itself on working with innovative and passionate individuals and companies striving to make a difference in today's world. Welcome, Steve, and I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Thank you, Lynn. It's an honor, young lady, to be on your show. Give me a break, Lynn Andrews. I'm on your show. I'm in awe. You are one of my idols, that's for sure. And I get to be on your show, so thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And I have so many wonderful questions for you. And so let's get right into it since we only have an hour. What is public relations anyway? Are there different specialties under the PR umbrella? Because relations is a difficult thing, I think, today because social media and everything is changing things.
Correct. And in your old standard, public relations originally, Lynn, came out of the movie studios way, way back when.
Uh-huh.
When they actually had like a public relations guy who would help, talk to the L.A. Times or the Hollywood Reporter, and that was sort of unheard of. And that was its infancy way back when. And as time has moved forward, like the New York Times at one point said, it used to be who's your lawyer, now it's well who's your publicist.
Yes,
if you don't have a publicist, you really sort of don't know what's going on. Was what the article was, which is not necessarily true. But and where you're also right, the umbrella that public relations has is enormous nowadays. It's it goes all the way down to damage control to a movie opening. We're doing a press kit, to a lawyer standing with his clients on the corner, and there's a bunch of media around and doing a press junket to media placement, and it goes sort of on and on and on. Because your comment about the media nowadays, it has blossomed, and there are folks who do things that just like anything else, public relations has niches, has different parts of it, and what we do. Mostly is we're still very, very much involved with media placement. People will come to us, Lynn, and we are PR with a conscience. So that what does that mean? That means we're striving to find clients who sort of are like-minded, just like you, which is maybe why we're on the show, because we are like-minded. And
well, I think so. And it's interesting, Steve, because somebody may say, well, Lynn, why are you having a publicist on the show? Well, first of all, Steve Allen is a genius and just magnificent, truly. I mean that, at what you do. And I must say that if you are, say you're a writer like myself in the world today, and you started a while ago when there were book signings and there were bookstores everywhere, you could lecture at, speak at, introduce your books to people. There was a different world out there. Now, most of the bookstores have closed, much to my total chagrin. And, you know, we are publishing e-books. We're on Amazon, which is, a magnificent service. However, it's a very different world in terms of getting out in the world and showing people what you have done. If you have a gift for them, how do you give it to them? So, Steve, what is your specialty?
Our specialty is, like we were just talking about, how the media world is sort of divided up. What we do most of, we're pretty much circling the waters that we swim in, is a better way of putting it. We talk to the media on a constant basis, and we place our clients on national talk shows, national syndicated radio shows, newspapers, the whole digital space from the Huffington Post to the Daily Beast, internet radios, just like we're on here now. We also work with authors, a lot of authors, Lynn, who are like you just described it really well. What do we do now? Do I try to go to a publisher? Do I try to go to a literary agent? And there's a lot of ways to sort of think that through. So we can help on both sides of that street. We can actually help you, get your book launched, and we can help you, sort of get it out there into the social media world, which is a big deal. But I think one of the reasons you have me on, and I think that it's not so much to talk about what we do, is sort of maybe talk about how we can help others who are listening. Because this is not some an infomercial for Steve Allen Media. I think what we're sort of getting at is how can if you, who's ever listening, who's a writer, or a speaker, and I want to get something off my chest, and I would love the media to hear about it. What are some of the things that I could do without having to get involved with a public relations expert? I think that's a
good question. Well, I'd like to ask you that question. What is your specialty, really?
Well, our specialty is putting your flair into the sky. I sometimes think about that old Tom Hanks movie where he was sort of stuck on that island.
Yeah.
It was called Castaway. And I keep thinking to myself, hey, if he had a flair, Lynn, if he had a flair that he could shoot up that would go up 50 feet or 100 feet or 2,000 or a mile, whatever, if he had a flair, would someone have seen him sooner? Would he have gotten off of that island? And I sort of talk to our clients that way, for those who can sort of relate to that particular metaphor, is that, what do you do?
I love that. We're all on this little island floating in the sea.
Yeah, if you're on, back when Oprah was on, Lynn, and it's a true story, when Oprah was cooking, if you were on her show, that was a big, big, big hit for you. I mean, my goodness gracious, whomever it may be, it changed your life.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways. So media can do those types of things, and that's why a lot of people can do some of these things on their own, and they should be doing them on their own. I mean, you can't sit there at home and go, "Oh, I can't do this," or "Oh, I can't do that," or "I can't," "I can't go get a public relations guy." Well, okay, well then do something on your own. Gosh Almighty, number one, Lynn, number one, is that the internet is just loaded with information. You type in, "I need to know the top 10 talk shows in America." Boom, there they are. All right, oh wow, look at that. Ellen DeGeneres, Dr. Phil, how about that? Dr. Oz. Oh, even new merit of the show. Oh, not that good. The Real, look at this, The Talk, The View. Then it gives you where, and then it gives you address and phone numbers, and then it even gives you different email addresses that you can email a thought in. So someone can say, okay, let me see if I can get myself on a national talk show. And you would send something in that you have accompanied by an email from the heart, with truth, with light, and you would say something really short and sweet, and you would attach your information. And, it does go to those places. There are people, there are employees that actually, their job is to look through those emails. So, and that's also applicable. I could keep going down to the top 50 newspapers, the top, 25 mm-hmm. women's magazines, the top 25 internet sites. Those things are all searchable, all lookupable. Is that a word, Lynn? Lookupable?
I think it is now.
But you know what I mean. So one can start charting their own path instead of say, okay, let me go to this, let me go to that. Let me find these things out, and on a regular basis, they check something off on a weekly basis. So at the end of the month, boy, look what I've sent out to. Look what I've accomplished. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Well, and that's a very interesting thought. And I counsel people every day from all over the world, spiritual counseling, and shamanically counseling people. And a lot of the people I work with, because I have a school on writing, I've written 20 books, and, I think what is the most difficult thing for a truly creative person, someone who has put something out into the world that is real. There are a lot of people out there who are just trying to make a lot of money, and I'm not putting anybody down. I
sure.
honor them as much. It's a different world for them than it is for the person who really is the artist. And, they finish their book, they finish their painting, their music, and they are 100 miles away from being able to go out and merchandise themselves. They just can't do it. There's something in them that, it's not the salesman. So I think that's where you come in and where it's very important. People have extraordinary work in the world, and so many of these extraordinary books today, because that's certainly my world, are just not getting read because they don't know how to put them out. They don't know how to think that way. And it's understandable. I understand it. I've been very, very fortunate to have books on the New York Times, so that is one thing besides Oprah that really helps you get out there in the world and makes, publishers stand up and notice you and so forth. But I got to tell you, it is a difficult thing to have a foot in two worlds, to be able to merchandise yourself, publicize yourself, be out there talking to the public like, you feel sometimes like a used car salesman. Come to my event, read my book. It's like standing on a street corner. It's so hard for them, it makes them literally ill. So I think one of the things that really hit me about you, is that you are offering a service, and you're so proud of it, and that service is so desperately needed. Anyone who is in publicity today who really cares, and there are very few, and really provide a service that is really rare. I mean, it just doesn't happen very often. And how do you find these people? You're living somewhere in the middle of nowhere producing art. How do you find these people?
Wow, thank you so much. That is I think I got a tear in my eye. You're killing me. Wow, thank you so much. That was really, I should have taped that, and now when you go to our website, it should have that playing.
But it's true, Steve.
Thank you. We are PR of the conscious. I appreciate that. We are we're a 12-member team now. And we're in three cities, and we strive. We meditate on all of our clients. We do our gratitude list. Every morning we all stand up and we do what we do, and we actually see it and we visualize it. And what we're always looking for is something that needs a voice, that's looking for a town crier. But you got me thinking, and I would like to continue on this because you're right. A lot of times you are a writer. I don't want to say you're an artist, whatever it may be, but I don't really have the business side to me. Well, what can I do? Well, there's all kinds of, you may have a friend. You may have a brother. You may have a sister. You may have a husband. You may have a neighbor. You could always put a little ad out and, where am I going with this? Well, you may be, get somebody, sort of X amount of hours a week, which is not a big deal. And then you come up with a strategy plan. And the strategy plan is let's go look for these top 10 in the talk shows and the radio and the internet spaces and what have you, whatever. And you start aggregating your list and you put your list together. And you start on a routine basis is basically what we do. you know, that's basically what we do. We have lists, we have databases, but we've created those, and so can anybody. I really mean that. So can anybody.
Except that you have a reputation.
Correct. We have I really love you, Lynn, for putting me on, and I don't want to do an infomercial on Steve Allen Media. We really are solid. We're great. You know, anybody ever needs to call me, anybody needs to call me to ask me a question that because of Lynn Andrews, I will answer. You call me, I will answer that question for you. But I think the big takeaway is, like, what can the people take away from this radio show? How can they invest in themselves? What can they do to move forward to get their work out there, because their angels or their guides or their gut is telling them that they need to get out, that need to get their work out there. And it's all doable. It takes discipline. It takes, you know, and if you can't do it yourself, you get a buddy. And you figure out how to go to the internet and grab those lists. And they do give you the email addresses. They really do it. And they have phone numbers, and you can call and you can find out. And you used a word just a little bit ago, a friendly salesman, a used car guy. And you don't want to be that. You know, and all you people who are listening, you don't want to be when you do make a phone call or you do something with your email, you always want to come across with style and grace and a gentleman. You always want to come that way. But there also is something called persistence. And there's nothing wrong with continue to ask that lovely lady out for a date every so often. You try different tactics, and you keep asking, and she may say no, and she may say no, but eventually she may say yes. Where am I going with that? Is if you said something to The View, or you go, you know, I should be on George Nuri's show, and Lisa Lyon, the executive producer at Coast to Coast, you know, she should be listening to me. Well, what you would do is you would send something, monthly, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever, and you would have a different angle, and you would send something to her, because you can, and I could send them with a little note. And then I have a little information about what I'm bringing up. Hey, I wrote a lovely book on past lives, and I've gone through this before, and here's my material. And you say that in one page, and you say that very easy in one page, very readable, three big paragraphs, a nice little headlines, and then there's a little introductory email, and you would send it off to that person. Everything's very easy to read. It's all been spell checked, so you're not really sending something that's not clear. But you're persistent, you're a gentleman, you have style, and you keep continuing to send it, and you never know, you always ask for guidance, something may land. How is that, Lynn?
Well, that's one of the things I was going to ask you. If someone can't afford a publicist, how can they do this on their own, which is pretty much what you've been explaining.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we hold that thought, Steve, and we'll be back right after station identification.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
I have been speaking with Steve Allen, a publicist extraordinaire, I must say. And I know I'm embarrassing him by saying all of this, but it's really the truth. We were speaking of, what can people do on their own, let's say they can't at first afford a publicist? So what do they do? They feel frozen. They feel scared. They feel inadequate. And they feel stupid. And they're sitting there unable to move. What would you suggest to them?
Backing up just a touch, as we were just talking about in the last segment, is that what we all have as a tool nowadays that we've never had before is something called the internet. And we can go on Google, and I would start with, okay, and also too, Lynn, it's one of those things. Let's just say I'm an author. Maybe that's a good way to say it. I'm an author and I'm an expert, and I have a book I'd like to get out there and I'd like to speak. Let's just say that's the case, because it also too, you know what's really happening, Lynn Andrews, is more so than ever, things like The View, The Talk, which is sort of a similar show, just like The View with Barbara Walters, who's taken her name off it this year. But The View and The Talk, they have guests on and they talk, and even Dr. Oz. These shows are opening their windows more and more to a metaphysical, spiritual twist, from a past life to a dream, to an aura, to a psychic, more so than ever. energy healing. It's just amazing what's going on because, you know, used of all, you know, a lot of us, we felt that maybe we were a little bit maybe in the closet. Well, we're out of the closet now. The things that you and I are talking about, spirituality and past lives and angels and, you know, loved ones, this is on the table. Well, anyway, all these shows, what you and I were, you were asking, what would I do? And if I'm in that realm, which is most of the things that we promote coast to coast, is that all of those shows have websites. And those things, when you go on to the email, I mean, and Google, and you say top 10 national talk shows, it will give you a list of those top 10 talk shows. You are then able to go look at that list, and you can sort of figure out which ones you'd like to go to or not. And then usually there's a tab that will talk about, from everything and anything, even how to contact us. And submissions, and they will give you an email address or phone number, and you can start, making your own little list. And that
yeah, because they have to fill up their shows.
They sure do.
As much as we need to be on them.
Correct. And like we're saying, you and I are saying here now, the people who are listening to Lynn Andrews' show, the reason you're listening to Lynn Andrews' show is because she's hip, she's cool, she knows what's going on. She's an amazing, amazing lady. So you're smart to listen to her because she's giving you good information. And the information she's given you today is that you can get yourselves out there. You can make it happen. You don't need a publicist. I'm not trying to push away business, Lynn. I'm not. But do it on your own. God Almighty, our Creator has given you an intuitive hit. You've made something special. I got something to say. I got to get it off my chest. Well, everyone's waiting for you. You just need to knock on their door. Well, I can't do that. I don't do that sort of thing. Well, baloney. Ask your brother. Ask your friend, your sister, your husband. Get your neighbor. Find a local kid at the college. Go to Craigslist. Find an intern. But you can create.
Well, what? There is a wonderful. Let me interrupt you.
Go interrupt.
Called iDesk. Anyway, it's a service. People around the world who work on computers who work for very, very little money, and they are fantastic. They are very well organized and scanned. And you can call them, and they can do just about anything for you in this area. And, they're $3, $4, $5 an hour.
Beautiful.
And it's something it's just you have to have the ideas. You have to tell them what you want them to do.
Well, it was just like you just said, and you're right. I mean, well, I write, I'm oh, my gosh, for me to call somebody or send an email out, that's not me. I'm more the creator type. I need someone up front who's a... more plowing the snow for me. Well, that's fine. That's fine. Recognizing that is really smart. Then what do? Well, I need to get somebody to help me do that because all of those lists, all of those things are really attainable. If you're not feeling it, then get somebody to help you.
Well, I'll tell you, there's more to it than that, I think.
Well,
the only reason
I go back to that one more so than anything else, Lynn, is that in all my days, what's the biggest thing? The biggest thing is actually to create something that's simple with a fun little note and send it to the right people. And if you send it to numbers, several hundred of them, and you send it on a regular basis, for some reason something happens.
That's right. And you know what? There's a spiritual lesson here. That people don't understand that you can be a spiritual guru, magnificent person who... has seen the face of God, but if you cannot communicate that in the way that brings people to you, then you have to learn that you stand with a foot in both worlds. To be, there's a reason that you're born at this time in this place. We are speaking a materialistic language, and we live in a very pragmatic time. So, to be that balanced spiritual person, that you need to be, that you're showing to the world, you not only have to be able to live in that spirit world, but you have to be able to go into the world and express who you are. And if you're afraid of that, you have to get over it.
Wow.
Plain and simple.
Keep going, Lynn. I mean, it's like, well put, if you're going to get, if you're going to write something, if you're going to play the game of Monopoly, learn the rules or don't play.
That's right. And... if people don't hear what you have to say, then it doesn't do anybody any good.
And I've told you, Lynn Andrews, there's something around you, both you and I and everybody listening, called guides, angels, whatever that label may be, that are cheering for us right now, saying, yeah, that's what you need to hear, that's what you need to hear, because your message needs to get out there. Your book needs to get out there. And you don't need a publicist. I mean, you know, I shouldn't say it like that. I mean, that's not the way to say it. But, you know,
Steve, give us four things that someone can do on their own.
Say that again.
Give us four things that people can do on their own. Say they can't afford a publicist and they're trying to find their way. What are four things that they can do? Just
Without getting anyone to help you, things that you can do on your own. I go back to the internet, Google. I would create some lists of radio shows, some internet spaces that you'd like to go on, websites that you'd like to be on. Those things are all searchable, and you can see those lists, and then you can research those lists, and you can get their numbers. I also like Amazon. Amazon has a lot to say, especially for those thinking about writing a book and what should I do, where do I go. They have very, very easy readable things that'll give you guidance, and there's all kinds.
Wait a minute. Are you saying go to Amazon to get information about how to do things?
Yes. Yes.
Oh
yes.
What on Amazon? What? How? What?
I am not in front of right here now, but if you went on to Amazon, it'll take you to like a business talk and how to self publish a book. You can find that information there.
Okay.
And that's also too, Lynn. You can type that in.
Okay, hold that thought.
I'll hold that thought.
And we'll be right back with Steve Allen right after station identification.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
I'm speaking with author, publicist Steve Allen, and, you know, there's one thing that we haven't spoken about.
Uh-oh.
And what is it that you should absolutely not do?
That you cannot do.
Yeah.
Well, I would say the thing that you do not want to do, just like anything else, is that you don't want to call the national talk show or that particular, say, Coast to Coast radio or even Lynn Andrews radio. You don't want to call and bug her and call that often that you become a nudge. You become a pest. You sort of have to sense that I've sort of hit a wall. And the best way to deal with anybody is always coming from grace and style. There's nothing wrong with being persistent, but if you're sending something on a regular basis, maybe even a daily basis, that's going to get you nowhere. It's just like, you know, sometimes, I don't know about you, but in my own emails, that I get people who are emailing the same thing way too often. And it's like, you know, stop, or too much.
Yes.
Because we're all sort of information overloaded. And I think the point I was making earlier was that a lot of these from magazines, the internet magazines, the Daily Beast, the HuffPost, on down to Dr. Oz, they have people who do nothing but sift through and look at the information that's coming through that they've said, hey, if you want to send us something, you know, send us to info at Dr. Oz or whatever it may be. I'm off on that. But they do have a general one to send in, and their job is to sift through those things.
Right.
So you don't want to send something every day, then all of a sudden there's a red flag.
Yeah, and it being able to sense that, it's kind of driving by the seat of your pants, in a way. You have to learn to feel when
it's
not appropriate.
Andrews, Lynn Andrews, let's just take you for a second. Let's pick on you and the medicine women's series, all these things. Well, how did Lynn Andrews do it? Well, Lynn Andrews did it because she was guided. She had messages. She had something that she needed to express. And my guess is you probably listened to your gut and to your business folks around you because you kept moving forward and you kept looking forward. And the more it was in your mind, you probably manifested all those things that you needed, and you kept going because you had drive. You had drive. You needed to get something off. You needed to get something out there. You were getting bugged by it, my guess would be, from your angels, but to possibly your dreams, to intuitive hits, to feedback from others that I am making a difference and I need to get out there. So, you know, and I think a lot of your listeners may have that same feeling that they, what do I do to get this out there? I got to go. I got to move forward. I got to do something. And Lord knows the media world is so open for this type of thing. I mean, more so than ever in 2015. It's not like it was in 2000 or even 92 when I got in business. The big window of spiritual, metaphysical, new age, self-help stuff is more in demand than ever. It's mainstream. It's mainstream.
Well,
we all do yoga.
Steve,
we drive Priuses. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, Steve, let me ask you. when you say the media, people go blank because a lot of people don't use the media. A lot of people are busy writing something. They never go on Facebook. They don't do anything on media. So could you be specific?
Well, you know, I would. You know, I want to address those who have access to the Internet.
Well, I think it's something you absolutely have to learn.
Yeah, I would say let's just sort of make draw a line in the sand, and that is that you have access to the Internet. Because if you have access to the Internet, then you can go on one of your search engines and you can ask these basic questions. What are the top 10 women's magazines in America today?
Right. You can
and
even
they will give you that answer.
Telephone.
You know, that answer is attainable. You know, what kind of questions do I ask? Well, you know, that's kind of easy also. I think the thing is that I can go on the Internet, I can ask these questions, I can get these lists. And these lists give information where to send your information to.
But, Steve, people, it's not easy for people. I need you
well,
to be
I guess it's not easy. It's just like, you know, it's not. I mean,
lists of what?
You know, it's one of those things like you and I could change your oil. I could fix my gutters. I can do a lot of things. It all depends on how much time I have. And if I don't have the time and I can afford it, then I would say, hey, go look for a publicist. There's some terrific publicists in America today who are promoting people like you and the new age thoughts and environmentally friendly and nutritional based things. There's some wonderful publicists. But if you don't and you can't afford it, and you do have a little more time, I think what you and I are nudging people to do is get going. You can do some of this on your own. And with enthusiasm and with a little direction and going on the Internet, you know, who knows what can happen.
And you can pray. You know, you can pray for guidance in these areas, depending on who you work with, if it's angels, the ascended masters, if you're a shaman, whatever it is that you do. Pray for guidance and inspiration.
Well, that's what we do nowadays, Lynn Andrews. What we'll do? No, you're absolutely right. It works so well. We have loved ones and angels and guides all around us. We just got to ask for help. You know, you also got to put that in your mind. You got a picture in your mind. It's just like our own company with our own gratitude list. You know, we see this.
Well, and also,
go ahead.
Also, there's not to interrupt you, but I think you have to know who your audience is. Who are you trying to get this information to?
Well, I guess, you know what I'm basing my talks on? I'm basing my talk around people who would listen to Lynn Andrews probably have a spiritual bent to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably are some folks who are sort of maybe a new ager, maybe you do yoga, you're sharp, you pray, you realize that you're on an eternal journey. And my point is, you know, from women's own to First for Women to Dr. Oz to USA Today to the Daily Beast, HuffPost on down, they're all talking about the same stuff.
How does someone who
they are talking about the same things? What we're talking about?
We are. If you're working with angels, how do you approach the yoga world? What would you do?
Well,
yes,
you remember, I worked with Doreen Virtue for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And I did all of her media when she was we got into the angel world.
Right.
And it was really, really terrific watching that because, you know, angels, like, what do you do with an angel person? And what we did is we ended up getting on a lot of national talk shows, which sort of busted through. And then obviously with those type of things in radios and what have you and in print. And then Hay House, you know, really, really got behind her even more so. And, you know, she just took off like a skyrocket. It was just really an amazing 4-year campaign. But someone with angels, I think I jumped to you on that. Angels, to answer that question, that is another one that's across the board. That's universal. First for Women, Women's World, I go back to, Self Magazine. I'll go back to Huffington Post, Daily Beast again. Angels is something that would come up. I would definitely send that to the lifestyle editors. Or the free or the feature editors, they always usually share things. That's what I would do.
Right. Okay. And because people, you know, I've heard many times, well, gee, you should get in touch with the yoga people. Well, how do you do that?
Well put. Let's just say you're out here on the West Coast. You know, would I go to LA Yoga? Yes, I would. Would I go to yoga journals? Absolutely right. And I would Google. I would Google my top 10 yoga magazines. And they'll give those to you, Lynn. They'll give you can get those regionally and nationally.
And if you go to yoga journals, they'll want you to run an ad that's called the Fortune.
Well, some will do that. Some will, and also websites, too. You would Google. You would find all those things that do yoga. Some will ask you for an ad. You know, it's sort of the smaller ones will do that. But, you know, if you have something that's of interest, I keep going back to that, and if you send it into them and you have a nice little friendly little email, introductory email, how long? 100 words max. And then attached to that email, in the base of that email, you either have it, as an attachment or in the base, and you send it to them on a regular basis, once a month-ish, and it's beautiful, they may call you back.
Okay, that's fabulous information, Stephen. Hold that thought. We have station identification. We'll be right back.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
We are speaking with Steve Allen, publicist and author, and we were speaking about where can you lecture? Where can you start? Since the bookstores have kind of gone by the way, unfortunately. So can you talk about that a little bit? For somebody who maybe is a beginner, just has a book out, and they're wondering what to do, where could they lecture?
That's a great question, Lynn, because a lot of us say that, you know, I could see myself standing in front of a group of people and maybe, you know, being part of something and who knows what, and that's something, and I know that I have that, which is so true. All right, now let's just say, because, boy, you were right, in some of these book signings, even though they're still out there, they're getting fewer and fewer, and you know, a lot of your local bookstores, your Barnes and Nobles and those kind of things are getting harder to get into. My number one thought would be, you know, depending on where you're at, like we used to have out here in Los Angeles, the Bodhi Tree, and that was such
my first lecture was at the Bodhi Tree.
You know, but anyway, there are a few others out here that you can call, and you know, you can send in your book, you know, what have you, and they can make a decision. But, you know, there are expos out there. You know, there's a big one out here, and I don't know if Lynn Andrews, who I have seen, who was just absolutely terrific at the Conscious Life Expo maybe 2 years ago. You were terrific, Lynn. There are terrific expos that are across America, your mind, body, spirit expos. Again, I would go to the Internet, and I would punch in spiritual expos, mind, body, spirit expos, see what starts popping up. Because there are a group of them that are across the country, and like Lynn has mentioned, they are looking for some sharp, new, cool talent. And then you find where you can submit yourself, and there again, an introductory email. This is my book. This is my product. This is what I'd like to speak about. Easy to read, and you send that into the where to send that. But those expos, you know, punch that in. That's not a bad one. Also, too, there are a lot of metaphysical churches that are constantly looking for people to stand up and to say something either after the service, during the service. They have seminars on the weekend, and I'm only saying that because I'm thinking of my own Unity churches within the greater Southern California area that I have worked with, and I've gone and see speakers. I mean, you know, from the West Side to Burbank, up to Palmdale, all of these Unities, and a Center for Spiritual Living. A Science of Mind, which is the same thing. These wonderful churches are open. Their doors are wide open to looking for new folks. Well, what do I do? Well, you would sort of, you know, get a list of those churches. You know, Google, again. Seems like I'm picking on Google an awful lot. But anyway.
Well, it is a source of information, that's for sure.
You know, get that list that, let's just say I'm in the greater Phoenix area. I think there's two or three that I can sort of think of. Tucson may not be that far away from you. You know, maybe pick 100 miles if I drove, you know, a good hour and a half. How many different churches could I possibly go to? And let's just say, like, in the greater Phoenix area, and you look out to Flagstaff, and you look out to Prescott, and Tucson, oh, my gosh, and then I got Phoenix. Maybe I may have, 8 to 10 of them. Different sizes, of course, and now I get the list. Now I can go to their website, and I can find out their information, a phone number. I can find out an email address. You may even find out people who to talk to, how to submit yourself as a speaker. You keep looking. And if they don't have one, you call. And can you find out? Or there's an email address, how you would find that out. Once you get that information, here we go back to that email again, or phone call.
There are several lecture boards, are there not, where you can become part of their...
What's going on now, there are certain people, when you start Googling, who are starting to put together metaphysical, spiritual speakers, and they're just sort of starting out. I've spoken to numerous of them because they're sort of wondering if I could maybe put my own two cents in, because that's another whole story. But they are coming, just like like Lynn is bringing up. There are lecture boards that you can put up. I'll put your name in.
Give us one name of a lecture board. Do you know one?
I do know Jackie Lapin is putting together a wonderful, and she's a terrific publicist, Jackie Lapin. I like her an awful lot. I think she's just terrific.
Lapin, how do you spell her last name?
L-A-P-I-N.
L-A-P-I-N.
Jackie is her first name. She's out here in Los Angeles. She's putting together a speakers bureau, and I would trust her, to the moon. She's a terrific lady on a great path. But there are people like her who are getting this together. I was just talking to her only a week or two ago. She was getting herself organized in this arena. But there are people like that. There are individual churches in your area. And what will happen, if let's just say you go and you knock the socks off of, you're in the St. Petersburg area, let's say, and there's, I know, two or three. If you could do one there at the Unity, and you get the wonderful pastor there to give you a little like, oh, my gosh, this person was great. And now you get a little bit of a testimonial from someone there that you did a great job. And you start showing that to the other Unity churches or the other Center for Spiritual Living. Oh, my gosh, it falls like dominoes. It really, really does, which is basically how we do a lot of those things. I have a lot of testimonials from my own clients, and I share them with the bigger ones. And it's working
That's fascinating. That's really interesting. I think with spiritual writers, unless you're doing angels or something specific, they have difficulty finding a point of view that, say, churches would be interested in. What do you think about that?
I need to repeat the question. I apologize. I was thinking of something else. I was drifting. I was actually writing some notes about a church, but ask me that question again, please.
Spiritual people, unless they're only an angel person or something, but if people are really writing, spiritual things like we do, and Richard Moss and all the other people that are doing kind of what I'm doing, what's the point of view that they would offer to a church, say?
Well, if you realize the church is like-minded and they do that sort of like a Unity Church, a Lynn Andrews, on down to a Wayne Dyer to on and on and on, they embrace those folks. A Center for Spiritual Living, they embrace those things. Science embrace those things. So, if you have an angel or a metaphysical twist on something, even how to invest in money spiritually, a spiritually minded guide to making money. These churches are wide open. Everybody's just like you and me. We all do the same thing. We all need to put food on our table. So the churches are open. So if you're on that path under that big umbrella that has some type of metaphysical, spiritual, new agey, self-help, even nutritional vibe to it, reach out to the church with what you would like to speak about for 45 minutes and make it clear in who you are. If anybody needs to ask a question, because of our banter back and forth, if you'd like to reach out to me and ask me a specific question, I'd be honored to answer that for you, because we're all in this together. We're all one. And our goal here is to make a brighter light around this particular planet, that's for sure, and beyond, into our universe. Because it is right here among the midst of us, and we're learning that we can know that.
Oh, I think that's true. And I think finding your point of view, recognizing your audience, understanding that people who worship in one way can certainly listen to perhaps another way of seeing God or the goddess or whomever you're working with, and that it helps. But I have found... And I've spoken for Unity in all of these churches over the years. But there are some people, I have found Phoenix, for instance, very closed to anything shamanic, say. And that was a big surprise to me.
Wow.
I thought he presents interesting. So, if you find that as a writer, say, and you want to lecture on something, look at some other aspect of what you teach. Because if you're a shaman, say, there are many aspects to what you teach, like dreaming. And all of the different aspects of how you become one with nature and the green movement, for instance, and helping with the environment, spiritually as well as physically. And I guess we have kind of run out of time here, Steve.
Wow.
I'm going to need your, when we come back for just a moment, I'm going to need you to give us your website and how we can get a hold of you. And we'll be right back after station identification.
Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNRadio.com.
Thank you so much for listening to HealthyLife.net. Thank you so much for listening to Kindred Spirits. It is a joy to be able to share with you and have these fabulous conversations. So thank you for joining us. Steve Allen has been with us today, and his website is Steve.
SteveAllenMedia.com.
Hey, that's easy.
And Allen is A-L-L-E-N. And there's information how to get a hold of Steve Allen on that information.
Yes, wonderful. And thank you so much, Steve. You're just absolutely fabulous. And, of course, my website is LynnAndrews.com. And this show will be aired on December 23rd, 9 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, by the way. And thank you so much for joining us. Our thoughts are with you, and may there be soft winds in your life. Until next time, explore your dreams and embrace that distant shore. Thank you so much. Namaste, everyone.